B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to your program earlier today. I was out and about. I had a doctor's appointment.
Hope everything's all right.
Touch of phlebitis.
Phlebitis. Does that affect the legs?
Well, I don't really know. I just found out about it.
Oh.
And they gave me a pamphlet.
Okay.
So you've got phlebitis.
And then what do you do and all that stuff?
I originally thought it was related to my diabetes.
Sir, you've called the radio show, and yes, you went to out and about. You went to the doctor. I don't need the whole rundown. That's between you and your doctor, sir. How can I help you today?
Well, my point being is when I was on my way to the phlebotomist, I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Long-time listener?
Well, I just... today's the first time I heard your program. I was going through the dial.
Just stumbled upon it, huh?
Well, because I've most of the radio, and I throw in the television station too. Just the whole local media around here is god awful.
Yeah.
And as I was this god awful music. And I was flipping through, and I come upon your program with some straight talk for seniors.
Straight talk for seniors?
Well, I thought that was the name of the program. You were talking about the AARP.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about it earlier. Senior citizens, I guess it's 50, 55, you get your AARP card, and we were clowning around. AARP sends you a little pamphlet of the do's and don'ts for the roadway, just so you can be safe. Not only discounts, but how to be safe on the roadway.
Well, they do so much good work for seniors.
Okay, whatever. And I don't think so.
I'm glad to hear that there's finally somebody in this godforsaken town that is speaking up for seniors. And
I don't know that we were speaking up for seniors, sir. We were just talking about how you're causing a lot of accidents in town, a lot of hit and runs, or what AARP tells you to do. You're in a wreck,
well,
you roll them and lock them.
Yeah, and I heard on another radio show that they were blaming seniors for all the hit and runs.
It always happens.
That's why I appreciate you telling it straight like you were. I only heard a couple of minutes before I had to go under the phlebotomist.
Okay, all right.
Of course, everybody's got to demonize the seniors.
Well, look, I appreciate you calling and having complimentary things, but is there a reason why you called, sir? I mean, okay, you heard a couple of things. First time you've listened to the show. What can I help you with?
Well, I figured as long as you were addressing the issues that are facing seniors.
I don't know that I was. Oh, yes.
I think people should know about the AARP.
Look, are you a member of AARP? I would assume you are. You sound ancient.
I've been a card-carrying member. As soon as I was able to.
Okay.
And let me tell you, those discounts are no joke.
Okay. You got to pay those dues, too, don't you?
Well, there's another thing that AARP will tell you.
What?
Is stand your ground.
What? You're trying to get a discount that if the little girl behind the counter says, no, you don't get the $1.99 egg and toast with black coffee, stand your ground to get that discount. Look, I don't care. I'm sorry that you had to go to the doctor because you got phlebitis or whatever the hell you got. I appreciate you standing your ground with the AARP card, and you heard us.
Yeah,
just...
well, that's what you got to do, see?
Okay. Have you had to do that?
you stand your ground.
Okay, but that has a different connotation sometimes in the state of Florida, sir. I don't know if you're seasonal or what. The stand your ground usually has to go with, you know, shooting somebody.
Well, if it comes to that, that seems a little extreme.
You're saying AARP tells you to stand your ground at a donut shop to get your senior discount. I'm telling you that if somebody goes and it goes to court because somebody had a gun, it's stand your ground. How far are you willing to go with somebody that doesn't want to give you an AARP discount, you old man?
Well, I think what they mean by that is... When you're a senior,
okay, which you are,
and you want your discount,
uh-huh,
even if it's at a place that doesn't actually offer a discount,
you're supposed to get a discount even at a place that doesn't. Doesn't your AARP book tell you all the fine places that honor the card? If a restaurant or an establishment doesn't honor the card, they're not going to give you a senior discount.
Well, see, the ones that are listed, that's the easy ones. I can't tell you how many cruise offers I get.
Are you a married man? Are you single, divorced, widowed? What are you?
Well, I'm a widower, but I do have a new lady friend.
Okay. And is she an AARP card holder, too? I mean, if it's the two of you, only the person that has the card gets the discount.
Well, she has her own card. And she also has her dead husband's card.
No, you can't use them all like that.
So it's a pretty sweet deal.
What's her name, by the way? Can I ask you who the young lady is in your life?
Well, sure. Her name is Marlene.
And younger than you?
Well, I imagine just about everybody's younger than me.
Okay, but she's but she still has an AARP card, right?
Yeah, yes.
And her dead husband's AARP card, which doesn't work anymore. She needs her own, and you got to go to places that say we honor the AARP card.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Let me get back to that. The point being when you stand your ground at a place that don't want to give you a discount because you're a senior.
Yeah.
You don't get embarrassed anymore.
No, that goes numb.
You left your dignity back when you turned 55.
Now, wait a second. Don't you understand what that card is? You get discounts on places that honor the AARP card. You can't go and demand and create a scene.
Oh, the hell you pay.
You know, why are you going to go and... You know what? You make it bad for everybody else. Now, there
are... What you do is you make people uncomfortable.
So if I... Let me just say, like, I'm the cashier at a restaurant, and I say to you, sir, I hope you enjoyed your meal. That's going to be $19.95. For the two black coffees, the two poached eggs, and dry toast. It's going to be $19.95, sir.
Well, maybe you aren't aware, but I happen to be a senior.
I can see that, sir. We, unfortunately, here at the breakfast bar, do not offer senior discounts.
So I'm going to have to pull out my card, then. Give me a minute.
What card is that? Your credit card?
My AARP card.
Sir, we do not honor the AARP card here. We have a few other people ready to check out. If you'd step aside or pay your bill, I can get the manager to explain that to you. But we have this young family with their kids.
Take me just a minute.
No, well, sir, you're going to have to, please. It's $19.95. Did you leave a tip at your counter?
Here, I found it.
Okay. Yes.
Here's the card.
All right. And we don't honor that.
You go ahead and put that in the machine.
Put what in the machine? What, swipe it like a credit card?
There you go.
No, that doesn't... You don't swipe an AARP card.
Yeah, you do. You got a big line, lady.
Sir, we here at the cafe barn do not honor the AARP card.
I don't think you understand English.
I don't think you understand it.
I am a senior citizen.
Congratulations. The place across the street has a 55-plus menu, and the one down the road about 2 miles takes the AARP card. We here do not. Sir, pay your bill or I'll call a cop.
So you discriminate against seniors.
I don't discriminate against seniors. We have a menu. The prices are set. If you can't afford to eat here, you will go elsewhere.
I demand to see a manager.
And then the manager will come out, and I'll play the manager. Yes, sir, I understand there's a problem with your bill.
Well, this little hussy here seems to think that there's no such thing as a senior discount.
Not here at our restaurant. We try to keep our prices reasonable for everybody, sir. And I see that the two of you enjoyed a poached egg, black coffee, and white toast. That's $19.95 prior to tip.
What about the senior discount?
We don't offer a senior discount, sir. There's a line behind you that is waiting to cash out.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to need to speak to your manager.
What? Hello? Hello?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
It's a real radio, and it works great. Can I build one, too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor,
I want to get one of these
the tuner,
and have Dave assemble it during the show. And
no problem, dude.
See if we can pull in the
can
show.
You do your own
right on.
Broadcasting, too? Yeah, sure.
Well, I think they're
I'll
AM.
Be announcing with this microphone.
Oh. Well, see if we can pull in the sports station. Oh, they're
this
FM
is radio
now.
Station.
Spanish station.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get
fellows.
Your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the broadcast, which means Stan Haney Jr. and a glassy-eyed Dave the Waterman.
Oh, come on, Stan. Really?
You do. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, I might be glassy-eyed because I've been staring at my phone.
Oh.
You want to be honest about what you're doing with your phone? Do you know what he was doing with
I
his
know
phone?
Exactly what he's doing with his phone.
Are you sure he's doing the same thing that you
positive.
Think he's doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Positive. Let me explain this to you. And I had to tell him twice before we went on the air.
I don't
air.
Know why in the world anybody would use their phone like that.
Prep. Get yourself prepped.
That's what I was doing.
But No, you weren't. No, you weren't. He was talking to Junior outside. Well, I was outside, and then he started to... What was it that he first said that he loves watching?
Puerto Rican volleyball players.
Yeah, okay.
Bro, Puerto Rican volleyball.
So he's...
Well, I imagine you and Junior had a time of it then.
So he starts
He's got a thing about Puerto Rican volleyball players.
Yeah. So he starts talking about Puerto Rican volleyball players. Yeah.
Puerto Rican girls just dying to meet you,
bro.
And then Dave, I said, I thought it was the female pole vaulters.
Well, so, that's good too.
That's absolutely.
Be so, amazed what you can get from these free trials.
Yeah, and so he's sitting here watching women pole vault and kick soccer balls and
volleyball.
Whatever. And then, you know what he does?
Is it beach volleyball or gym volleyball?
Gym volleyball, man.
And he has to go...
I prefer beach.
He has to go down the hallway, and he's showing everybody that will listen that he's watching Puerto Rican
volleyball. They're wondering
what
I'm watching. And I said, I'm watching women's volleyball.
He went into Matt Mangus's office, and...
Well, we were talking.
They didn't even ask about it. You just went in with your
Well, we were talking about it, and Zito's like, hey, what's happening? And he goes, what are you looking at? And I said, women's volleyball. I said, check this out.
You see what I mean? The whole week was going so smooth.
It's going smooth now.
So I went home, and I said, after 2 days' worth of the Michael Jackson
I
stuff...
I can't help it,
I said,
Dan, I'm sorry.
What? Well, hold on. Oh! One of my favorite songs of all time.
Sorry, you can keep talking. It's just that all this talk about Puerto Rican volleyball...
Sex.
Surviving on the streets. Look at me. I'm tattered.
I'm sorry, I love this song.
I know it's one of your favorites. That whole album.
That whole album is my favorite.
Life's just a cocktail party on the street. They got
Jerubis.
Shattered.
What a mess. Jerubis. Tatters.
Shattered.
Loneliness
and sex and sex and sex and sex and sex.
Look at me!
I'm in tatters.
Yeah. Shattered. Titter tatter.
Chitter-chatter,
about a smack. I can't give it away on 7th Avenue.
This town is where it tatters.
Chatter.
Work
and love and sex. Ain't you hungry for success? Does it matter? No. I'm shattered.
Chadoobie.
Playing that. Is that Ronnie Wood?
I would assume so. Keith can't.
No, he plays chords.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to make it cry or sing. Strictly rhythm.
Yep.
Don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band.
Look at me! I'm in tatters!
wonder if he got it wrong one time when he was supposed to say tatters and said shatter instead, or vice versa.
I can guarantee.
But they said, you know what? Let's just keep the take. We'll work with it. In dirty dreams.
Just vibing off the street. Look at me!
Okay. Can't give it away on 7th Avenue. Pitter patter, pitter patter. Shay Ruby. Shattered. Shay Ruby. Shattered. It doesn't matter. Calming down.
Don't you know the grip is going up, 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 up? To live in this town.
In this town, you must be top, 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 top. Got the rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess. This house is shattered. I'm shattered. My brain's going out. Swing all over. Manhattan. What I say? Cherubi. Cherubi.
Money grabbers, go ahead, buy the big apple, go buy the maggots.
Sir, to come around, flatter, 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 flatter. Party high.
Oh, look what I found.
Michael, look, I'm not going to pretend to be a psychologist here. I'm your attorney, but it's really not that important. She called you a sociopath.
It is important to me, and it upsets me because I don't like people using big words around me.
What, even people like me?
Yes.
Well, if you don't mind my asking, Michael, I mean, why is that?
Because when I was a little boy, my older brothers and sisters used to use big words around me, and I didn't know what they meant, and it upset me.
It's superficial, Michael.
Don't use big words.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But my point is, when she used the word sociopath to describe you in court, I mean, I'll tell you, a lot of words like that one have multiple meanings, and really...
Look, you have to understand this. I may not be very good with long words.
Okay.
But she shouldn't be using words like sociopath to describe me when she probably doesn't even know what the word means.
Yeah, but Michael, I mean, I'm guessing you probably don't either, so it's really not an issue here.
No, I think I know what it is. And I'm just saying I think it's the wrong choice of word to describe me.
Or what's a sociopath?
Now you're putting me on the spot, and I don't like
that
either.
No, Michael, I'm not putting...
It happens to be one of the few words that I do know.
All right, what's a sociopath?
You're testing me.
I'm just asking, Michael. Do you even know what a sociopath is?
Sure.
Then what do you think a sociopath is, Michael?
All right, a sociopath is someone who is... they always...
Okay, do you see my point now, Michael? See, you don't have to worry about the word and how she...
Wait, is it like someone who exhibits emotional immaturity and doesn't learn from experience with no sense of responsibility, including an inability to form meaningful relationships, who can't control impulses and lacks moral sense marked by any social behavior associated with lack of guilt, self-centeredness, and a person who is completely unable or unwilling to behave in a way that's acceptable to society? Is it something like that, or am I way off base?
No, it's something like that.
Right on. Did that sound familiar?
No.
Did that sound familiar?
No, sorry, Stan. I wasn't paying attention. Good stuff.
Gotta be careful with this one.
That's your job, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're gonna take a break right now. Stan and Haney.
Love this song.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today.
You sure are.
Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s...
You did.
I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Well, Stan and Haney.
What is it they say in When the Whip Comes Down you were so scared of?
Oh, that's not the... was that the song? Were you sure that was the song you were playing?
Was playing When the Whip Comes Down.
I thought you were playing Some Girls.
Oh, would you like me to play that instead?
No, I don't.
No, I was playing
When the Whip Comes Down is fine.
Then why'd you cut it off?
For some reason, I thought you were playing Some Girls.
I know. It's like when we got into that whole Jackson Browne debate where we were talking about Running on Empty, but we were thinking about The Loadout and Stay.
Of course, the one on that one album, which is Dave's song, starts with an L. Well, that's
love
live.
This.
That's,
I love this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, far girl with far away eyes.
Yep.
I think it's the one next to it, though. That's Dave's song. This is a great country and western tune.
Yeah, it's got both.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield.
What a great record this was.
The whole album was spectacular.
And it was so good, they had an album of outtakes they put out next.
Yep, it's true. Let's get to the chorus so you and I can sing it, and then we'll do the grab bag.
Would you say this was peak Rolling Stones?
It was the Rolling Stones comeback.
But I mean, I think it's their career peak.
For me, it's the best they ever did.
Thank you, Lord.
This is right in my high school days, and I loved it.
I had an arrangement to meet a girl, and I was kind of...
They don't make them like that anymore.
Disgusted.
Yeah.
And life ain't worth a damn. Get a girl with far away eyes.
You know what that is?
What?
That is power. You are, you're considered this great rock and roll band. This is your comeback. And you do, right in the middle of it, a bona fide, dyed-in-the-wool country and western song, yep. And nobody bats an eye.
Nope. That was, the thing with the Some Girls
Is
album.
This thing turned down?
No, you're all...
I had it everything's on for you. It's not coming through.
Why not? Oh, here's why.
It keeps hanging up.
Try it. No, that shouldn't be it.
The United States calling.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what I had for you. If you're not ready for
I'm ready.
Fine.
Grab bag brought to you by the Peterbug North.
I was just trying to get it started after, stealing a good minute or two there.
Some Girls, the album, with songs like Shattered and Lies. In the late 70s, the punk scene was going on in New York. And
I thought the punk scene was Johnny Rotten in London.
Well, that, and it was going on in New York, too. By that time, it had expanded to the small clubs, and you had stuff like the Ramones going on.
And you had the New York Dolls, but yes. We never had a Sex Pistols.
No, but one of them said in Rolling Stone magazine, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm pretty accurate. One of these punk bands said, if the Rolling Stones could play like this, they'd have a hit again. And I guess Mick and Keith said, F you. We'll put out something. And that...
And our guitars are in tune.
And that, yeah. And that album on the New York punk scene in the late 70s was the biggest at the clubs.
And so that was considered punk.
Yes. That they are a step above. People, musicians that knew what they were doing. And in the punk club scenes in New York, huge. And then basically Keith Richards looked at him and said, told you. And it went straight to number one, the whole album.
He must not have long left. He claims to have quit drinking.
Oh, too well. Oh, news break, a special news report.
This is breaking news.
This just in. In a recent nationwide survey, it has been revealed that daylight saving time doesn't actually save anyone any daylight or time at all.
This has been breaking news.
Is that happening?
Yeah, this weekend.
Ha ha! See, I told you, if I just leave the clock the way it is, it'll be right again.
Ah! You know, it's National Women's Day today.
I thought it was International Women's
International.
Day. Was yesterday International Women's Day, and today is National Women's Day.
Also, they're releasing that Captain Marvel with the woman.
You know, it's such a shame she had to open her mouth because I find her so pretty.
There's another movie.
Brie Larson. I think she'd be such a pretty girl if she'd shut up about hating men.
They got another one coming out. This doesn't need to be on any special day. It's a special time of the month.
She's the superhero you do not want to mess with, especially 1 week out of the month. Now playing in theaters everywhere, Crampin' Marvel. Blasting energy rays at, well, pretty much anybody who looks at her funny. Crampin' Marvel is fighting for truth, justice, and a pint of Haagen-Dazs. She's glad to serve mankind, glad to be a role model to women everywhere, and especially glad that her pants have a little stretch in them. She's Crampin' Marvel. And if she catches wind of this ad, she'll probably rip your face off.
And you know, I hate to judge it just based on her comments, because she has said some man-hating things, that Brie Larson.
They all do.
But I'm kind of looking forward to the movie, because they say the soundtrack is supposed to be pretty awesome. Have you heard it?
No.
They got a lot of classic stuff on it.
Oh, good.
I may go see it.
Hide! 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 Hide!
Siesta out of the kitchen with a blood-curdling scream.
One of her all-time favorites.
She's not the girl that I first met.
Mm-hmm.
This one's pretty mean. My woman chewed my head off me just the other night. What gives her the right? Well, it's PMS. She's all uptight. PMS. And she's picked a fight. PMS. She's on overload. PMS. Watch her explode. Her brand new jeans are popping their seams.
They're as tight as a clam.
She's public reservoir
number one.
Hoover Dam. So bring home some chocolate. It might save your life. Tell her you love her and hide all the knives. Her friend is back in town. Don't you mess around with PMS. She's all uptight. PMS. And she'll pick up. PMS, she's on overload. PMS, watch her explode.
Hi. Honey, where are you?
Hi. Hi.
Who ate all the Dove bars?
Hi.
I really don't enjoy picking up your smelly socks. I try.
You sure do. Absolute Law text line.
I got it on loop.
Oh, yeah. Absolute Law text line. Does Dave actually get paid to be in the studio there? Sits around looking at his phone, not paying attention, getting paid? Ridiculous.
Listener question, Dave. Are you getting paid right now?
Yeah,
I'm getting paid.
Sure are. Ahoy. Dave,
sure am.
Sometimes you have to shut up, take responsibility, and admit you're wrong and accept the consequences. It's not giving up, it's growing up.
I'm not giving up.
Be better, brah.
Damn right, brah. I am being better.
Was this all they had?
Yeah, I got to talk to you after the...
Jeez, all right. Right. Elegant gathering, string quartet playing... The champagne glasses are all filled into a little pyramid of champagne. You know about this, Junior, when you're doing the high-end banquets and all that.
Yes, sir.
You got the champagne flowing and they're all in it. And then suddenly you bump into it and all hell breaks loose. Yep. Party over.
Were you there, Dave? I thought I heard
you
in there.
Yeah, that's very Dave-like.
Woo! That wouldn't be the first time.
More from that R. Kelly interview.
How is there constantly more?
There's more.
I thought it was over Wednesday, and every day there's more.
Yeah, there's more. More.
I think we got the idea.
Gail King.
I think I've got a pretty good idea of what R. Kelly's feeling right about now. I don't need more.
He had trouble making bail. Remember when the bail was like at 100? Had trouble making
because
bail.
Because it's the first time he went to a bank by himself ever.
He says he's only worth about $350,000.
Your income. It was reported that your income was very high. Hundreds of millions of dollars. We'll say that because I don't want to get hung up on the semantics.
That's one rumor I wish that was true.
And yet when you were in jail last week, the bond was $100,000. Mm-hmm. And they said R. Kelly couldn't even afford to get himself out of jail, that a friend had to come and bail you out of jail. What is your financial situation, if you don't mind saying?
So many people have been stealing my money. People was connected to my account.
Isn't that on you?
A lot of it's on me.
That you didn't know where your money is?
A lot of it's on me.
Yeah. And people say he doesn't have money because he had to pay so much in settlements. What do you say about that?
Lie. I went by myself for the first time to Bank of America. Didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know what the hell was going on.
When did you do that? First time by yourself.
First, they said I had to come inside.
$350,000 in the bank. And I told her, take that. I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is, right? So she said, okay, it's going to take 6 or 7 business days to clear.
I'm going to play something for you.
I don't know about the rest of it, but I believe him on the banking issue.
I want to play something for you. You know, the whole thing with the Michael Jackson stuff on HBO. And, we couldn't know when he went to trial.
Did you see Corey Feldman came out of the woodwork and said, okay, maybe it happened.
Here is his sister.
LaToya?
Everybody thought she was crazy. This is his sister back in 1993.
Well, you remember what her punishment for that was, don't you?
What happened?
She married Jack Gordon, who kept her in line.
Here's LaToya. Back in 1993, talking
LaToya,
about
you're going to be married to Mr. Gordon from now on.
Because she broke family ranks, and she told it like it was back then, and nobody believed her.
Michael is my brother. I love him a great deal, but I cannot, and I will not, be a silent collaborator of his crimes against small, innocent children. And if I remain silent, then that means that I feel the guilt and the humiliation that these children are feeling, and I think it's very wrong. I have seen checks payable to the parents of these children, and I don't know if these children were apparently bought to the parents by Michael or not, but I have seen these checks, and I've seen these checks through my mother. She showed me these checks, and it's for a great amount. The sums are very, very large amounts. And this is my first time talking about it, and I never want to speak about it. I never want to say anything about it. But I think it's sad because I am a victim myself, and I know what it feels like. And these kids are going to be scarred for the rest of their life, and I don't want to see any more innocent small children being affected this way. I love Michael very dearly, but I feel even more sorry for these children because they don't have a life anymore. Now you stop and you think for 1 second and you tell me what 35-year-old man is going to take a little boy and stay with him for 30 days and take another boy and stay with him for 5 days in a room and never leave the room. How many of you out there are 35 years old? How many men are out there? How many would take little kids and do that are 9, 10, 11 years old? I love my brother, but it's wrong. I don't want to see these kids hurt. I've been hurt by it too. My father molested me sexually, and I don't like it. I don't like the way it feels. And to this day, this is my husband, and he can vouch for this. I will not have a relationship with him because of that.
Ludicrous.
And
she was ostracized from the family.
That is the last time that you heard LaToya in her right mind. She was taken out, beaten, lobotomized, drugged.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, she paid for that.
Yep. Oh, before we take the break, look at this. I got another one for you.
I think what we're looking for next week, Michael, is to get a little more testimony from the key players here.
Yes. And you know, I never told you this. What? Do you know Neverland?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea where I came up with that name?
I don't know. Did you make it up?
Peter Pan told me.
Peter Pan?
Yes. And in fact, if you can keep a secret, he and I, our best friends, were like this.
Peter Pan. It's funny.
Don't say his name too loudly.
Why?
Because he'll come if you say his name.
Oh.
And right now we're meeting, so it's not a good time for him to show up.
That is very funny, but anyway.
Oh my gosh, I knew right away you wouldn't believe me.
Michael, please do me a favor and don't treat these meetings between you and I this week as a joke. We have some very important business matters to go over.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Absolute truth. I know Peter.
You know Peter.
Shh, don't say his name.
All right, you know the fairy name.
No, he's not a fairy. He's a little boy. And he comes to my window when I call him.
Uh-huh.
And we talk about certain things. We talk about life. And, hey, do you promise you're going to keep all this a secret?
Sure.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, whenever Peter comes into my window and lands on my pillow, he is so much fun. He always makes me laugh.
I'm glad Peter Pan's a whole lot of fun for you, Michael. On the prosecution side of the case, I know there's going to be...
I also know Tinkerbell, who is invisible during the daytime.
Uh-huh.
And she sprinkles magical love dust on children so they will like me. Remember, shh, don't you tell anyone.
Oh, I won't.
Good.
I won't, Michael.
Excuse me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yes. Well, which doctor is it that wants to change my medication? Well, I really love purple pills because they really make me fly. So, no, there were no side effects at all with the purple pills, even when they doubled the dose. So, yeah. Okay. Right. Bye. All right. Now, where were we?
We're going to take a break. Phones open.
Yeah, who could have seen it way back then?
Later on today, later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Dave the Waterman, get everybody around the radio. It's going to be like old-time radio. Get
like
around the radio.
Back when the radio was a piece of furniture?
Yep. Later on this hour, get all around the radio. If you're in your car and pull over to the side of the road, get mom, dad, the kids. You're at home. Call everybody into the living room because Dave the Waterman is going to have story time. It's going to be story time with Dave the Waterman in about another 35 minutes.
That's yeah, nice. Right.
Yeah.
You know what? What a nice Friday.
I think that for Friday, I think this is good. Kids are done with school. It's the weekend coming up, and we're going to bring back old-time radio where it's story time.
You know, Friday is happy time.
Yep.
You know that?
And so get ready. I'm giving you fair warning. Story time with Dave the Waterman.
It's a beautiful thing.
Shut up.
Breaker 1-9. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner?
I do.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney. Hey, Michael, will you please describe Dave the Waterman for us?
Someone who exhibits emotional immaturity and doesn't learn from experience, with no sense of responsibility, including an inability to form meaningful relationships, who can't control impulses and lacks moral sense, marked by any social behavior associated with lack of guilt, self-centeredness, and a person who is completely unable or unwilling to behave in a way that's acceptable to society.
Okay, thank
that's
you.
That's not right.
That's you.
That's not right.
And that's the definition of a sociopath.
No,
it's Stan and Haney here. I got something special. You know what? I got two things special for you.
Oh, it's a big day.
Yeah.
If you're a good boy today,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a present.
Okay.
I got a present for you.
He is a good boy.
What?
So far, I haven't seen it.
I've been good today.
If you are a good boy today,
right.
I've got a present for you. It's
okay.
In my backpack right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something because Fridays, unless we have something set for you to do,
yeah.
You sit around like a bump on a log.
Well, no, I'm wheeling and dealing today.
Okay. Junior found this unbelievable video.
Oh, you're going to flip,
from the
bro.
Future. This unbelievable video.
It's like time travel.
Yep.
From the future.
This is 65-year-old you, Dave.
Get out of here.
65-year-old.
No, watch it. It's
Dave,
true.
Yep. Roll them.
Let's have a look.
Roll them.
Hell yeah!
Get some!
Woo! Woo!
Yeah, there you are. Yeah. Huh?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Dave, I've seen it.
I'm climbing up the ladder.
You know I've seen it. That's you.
No, I'm not going to deny, boys, I've been in that situation.
Yeah.
But those days are behind
me. Oh, really? That's you in the future.
How do you know?
Oh, I know.
I don't know how you found it.
Do we have the other version of that? Do we have the...
Maybe there's more of a normal one.
Roll them. This is you in the future.
Well, I'm sitting back.
This is more accurate. Roll them. Roll them. What, do you want me to go do something else?
That's what's happening.
You know, truth hurts, doesn't it?
Well, that's just what's happening in my mind, you know?
No,
everything's slow motion.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Man.
You all have seen it.
Jeez.
You know, that's not the sort of thing you should be playing on a day when Dave's got a major announcement.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Let's.
Yeah.
Well, a major announcement.
Are you prepared to make the major announcement, Dave?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was born ready. Okay. All right, boys, as you know, there is a regime change as program director here.
You got to go through all the... Why don't you be natural about it?
Well, I'm just letting you know. I'm officially putting my name... I'm putting my name... Will you stop it for a second?
That's your cue!
Well, I know, but also I got to make an announcement.
You got to stop. It helps with your announcement, you stoop.
All right. Well, just to let you know.
He's making it. Never mind. The moment's passed.
No, it's not.
He's daydreaming about the quarter in the euro.
Yep, that's all he's doing.
Well, there's 50 cents in there now, boys.
Start digging.
And God, it's pungent in there. It's nasty. Kind of like this room right now, stinking.
What's the matter with the room?
Come on, bro. You don't smell that?
Smell what?
Smell a failure?
That's not what we wanted.
That's what it smells like to me.
What was the gag supposed to be, Stan?
That's what it smells like to me.
No, you ruined it. You ruined it.
I always ruin it, but
you
ruined
it.
Well, listen, I'm putting my hat in for program director.
I can't believe you can't. Save it. Why do you go and try to just let everything all out at once?
What was the gag supposed to have been?
The gag.
Let's see if we can recreate it.
Social media. And the trades, and of course, officially announced here. It was announced earlier this week that our dear friend Jeff Zito.
I am not happy about this.
Will be moving on. He's.
I mean, I guess I'm happy for him,
yeah.
But I don't like him not being in charge of K-Rock.
He's here for a little while longer. It's not this week or this month.
I guess he's happy about it. It's what he wanted.
He's moving to the Beasley Station in Tampa. And
how many times are they going to do this?
This is number two.
Put him up to Tampa, bring him back here, put him back to Tampa.
It's been restructured.
God, I hate corporate BS.
Yeah, so he's going up to Tampa, which leaves the program director's job open.
And you would not believe the people coming out of the woodwork.
Which is where the whole joke came from.
What joke?
It's not a joke.
That I tried to set him up for.
Well, I thought you were just sniffling.
You are just... plain messing it up. So, everybody, it's like vultures.
Mm-hmm.
Every cast off or somebody that thinks that they deserve a career in radio are suddenly coming out of the woodwork, want the damn
people
program
you wouldn't
directors.
Believe.
People you wouldn't. So.
I mean, it's worse than like the Democratic field for president.
Correct.
It's all of them.
So, who shows up? Today, part-time Ken.
Again? Oh.
And and he is what we call in the business ass kissing.
Yeah, is he? Has he got Brad Buffaloed?
So, well, that's completely Buffalo. So he was in with Zito here today. Decided to bring him some lunch.
That guy's a friggin' serial killer.
Have a chat, and so. Mr. I'm going to ruin it and ruin the punchline. Let's, the cream rising to the top. Let's get that all taken care of. Dave came in here today because he's going to make a big announcement. And he's going around in the control room. And this is the truth. He goes, what the hell? This room smells like cologne. Yep. It is like permeating cheap men's cologne. And he was supposed to just say it casually. What I told him, do it organically. Just have it come up naturally.
Dummy up.
Yeah. What is that smell? And I was going to say, oh, don't worry about it. It was part-time Ken in here looking for the program director's job. Because he came in, and it's true. He came in all dressed up and doused in a cologne. And then he brought Zito lunch, trying to get the job. And he didn't know that. And he started. So I said, Dave, I said, just be cool about it. Your line is, it smells in here. What does it smell like, Dave? Yeah, yeah. Smells like cheap cologne. And my reply would be, oh, don't worry about it. It's just part-time Ken looking for a job.
Yeah, he's buttering up.
But you still got to talk over my explanation of it. You missed it. So what's your big announcement, Vulture?
Well, I'm officially throwing my hat in the ring to become program director, Stan.
So you would like to be Stan's boss?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this.
How do you see that playing out, Dave?
I see it playing out great because first thing on my agenda is to give you guys raises, okay?
That's not your prerogative. That's not your power.
Well, I can also help budget money as far as what that's we do here in the building,
that
right?
That would be good, Dave, being in charge of funds.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd skim and disappear for 4 days.
No, we'll have a jam and tunes, and all in all, just flip the switch, let this baby run on autopilot for a little while, and we'll be good.
So you'll be the boss, everybody.
I got it all figured out. You wouldn't like that, Stan? Yeah, I can see it on your face.
You know, it's so crazy, it might work.
Well, I want to find out.
It is crazy.
I want to find out. Let me, Big Boss Man, love it. Let me play... general manager, you're coming in for you're interviewing for the.
Oh, he can nail it, man!
I was just looking for him. I was just looking for him. I guess he's not here.
The higher up the food chain you go, the more they love him.
Well, I'm in charge. I'm the general manager.
Well, see, it doesn't.
And sociopath.
If you were in charge,
in,
this would be more like that station in Sanford you worked at.
No, it wouldn't. I wasn't in charge there either.
What was that, like an easy listening
station?
No,
it's where they'd fight each other, physically.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, that's not the station. That's the people that ran the station.
Yeah.
They would fight. You'd see the walls bow as they were throwing each other up against the wall.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like when I would put producers and Kool-Aid through the wall.
Yep.
You guys duked it out in the
hallways. Please have a seat, Mr. Waterman. It's great to see you. You know what?
Sure thing.
We really like you around here, man.
I love it here.
Yeah, I understand you're applying for the program director's job at 96K Rock.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Do we have a resume?
Yeah, actually, I do. I've got quite an extensive resume.
Really? Mm-hmm. How come I haven't seen it?
I'm still typing it up at the moment.
Typing it up.
Yeah, it's in process.
Yes, it's in process, but you shall receive it within the next 2 days.
Was today. And you don't have a resume?
Well, I actually came in just to
consult with you. Can I have some references, please? Who would say that I could call right now that would go and back you up that you are qualified to be a program director at a 100,000-watt medium market radio station?
Right, right. As you know, I am great friends with Stan and Haney in the afternoons.
They already work here,
yes,
so
yes, sir.
That's not an outside reference.
Well, sir, I don't have many friends, so I don't know if you
can
call.
Okay, so no resume.
And
no references.
Not as many references. relatives as he used to have.
So there's really nobody you could call but those guys.
Have you worked at another radio station?
No, sir. I've been on and off here for, as you know, almost 18 years.
On and off here, really? Yeah. Was there reasons why on and off?
Well, there was an instance where I kicked out the windshield of the van, but that was when I was a young man.
I thought I covered that up.
Yeah, that we did. I was a young man at the time, and you know, my testosterone was getting the better of me that day.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, yes, I have...
Is it true? I see here you what? Were...
What's that?
You were promotions director.
Yes,
oh,
I was.
Oh, that's right. You've been in management before.
Yes, I have. Promotions director. What happened there?
I ended up going to the morning show with another gentleman and worked there for a little bit.
Uh-huh. So you gave up a position in management.
No, sir. No, sir.
I see here that you worked on a morning show.
We recommended that I do the morning show.
See, and what happened there?
That didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
That didn't work out.
Why didn't that work out?
Were you fired?
That didn't. No.
No, you weren't fired.
So then, sir, I'm going to be honest with you.
You've said that a lot of times. You know what?
Look.
When somebody says I'm going to be honest with you, I don't believe them.
Because I threw my keys down and quit. And then within eight hours,
you want to be program director,
sir. Just hear me out, sir. So within 8 hours, I got a call from my buddy Haney saying, "Hey, you're hired." And I said, "I just quit 8 hours ago." And he says, "Nope, you're hired. Be here in the morning." So then I started with the guys in the morning, and you know, that's some of the.
Some of the highlights, huh?
Yeah, some of the highlights I've had.
What else could you possibly tell me? What makes you right for this job?
Let me tell you.
No, I didn't say it.
Stop it. I am great with music.
Explain.
I know.
Well, like, wow,
that's not
music?
Really a qualification
that's not,
for this job.
That would be a music director.
As a matter of fact, we'd prefer you didn't care about music because you'll do as you're told.
Yep.
Okie dokie, then I guess I'll have to do what I'm told, but otherwise I'm great with people. I'm a people guy. I know how to make everybody...
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we're somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... I'm sorry. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney.
How cool would that be if Dave was the boss of us?
Yes, no, I'd make you guys.
I don't know. Can you repeat? You would rock, Dave.
Absolutely, Haney.
You're not the boss of me.
Not yet.
You'll never be.
Well, I'll be consulting you quite a bit, Stan.
Never's a big word, Stan.
Yeah, never.
Well, we'll be consulting on things together.
Never. What don't you understand? Don't you understand the word never?
Well, when they send the memo out saying, "Hey, welcome Dave the Waterman as the new program director for 96 K-Rock," you're going to have to acknowledge that, Stan.
Nice to dream, isn't it?
Boy, that is begging for a wager, because I bet I could talk Brad into signing a paper to make him like honorary program director for a
day. He's still not the boss of me.
Yeah, get a little plaque on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me.
Keep dreaming, Stan.
Yep.
Keep dreaming that.
You keep dreaming.
I know reality.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I don't think you do.
I want to hear more about this reality,
and the reality is, get ready to call me boss man.
What's the first thing you're going to do?
Give you guys a raise.
How much?
I don't know. We'll take a look at the books and see what we can adjust.
No, that's not the first thing he's going to do. First thing he's doing is going to give himself a raise.
Well, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, that's part of
it.
You're going to give yourself a nice raise.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, what's this?
All right, here we go with our practice run.
All right.
Mr. Jackson, have you ever looked at scantily clad teen boys in a magazine?
No, of course not. I don't know.
Okay, that's a no question.
Okay, no.
In your opinion, Mr. Jackson, what do you think of people who look at such magazines?
What? There's nothing wrong.
No.
They're sick.
people.
Right.
They're sick people.
Now, let's see how you handle this one, Michael. Do you recognize this, Mr. Jackson?
It's a magazine.
Do you recognize it?
Sir, would you bring the evidence closer to me so that I may inspect it?
Certainly, Mr. Jackson. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What can you tell the court about that magazine, Mr. Jackson?
It's a little hot in here. I have not seen this magazine.
You have never seen that magazine, Mr. Jackson?
No, I have not.
Never?
No, never. Mm-hmm. Wait, stop the practicing
what?
For a second. I really don't recognize this magazine. This issue is, like, brand new.
Yeah, so what, Michael?
I own every one of these.
Yeah, and...
I have to ask you something, and you have to be honest with me as my attorney.
I'm always honest,
Where
Michael.
Did you get this magazine?
Where
did you get this?
I got it...
You know what? This is a July edition of the magazine that I own.
So what?
There is absolutely no way, unless you are a subscriber...
Michael?
...that you can own this magazine at this point in time.
Michael.
You have to be a subscriber.
Michael, don't you dare
to... You have to be a subscriber.
Michael, keep it down.
I love you.
All right, hey, this is a special moment here. We're going to bring back old-time radio.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, because...
I better get on that.
I know school's out now. Who's going to be doing the music? Is
school's
it you?
School's out?
Or is it him? Is it Junior or you? Because
Junior,
I had the big debate.
Junior had these big ideas.
Yeah.
But he can't execute.
Can you execute it?
I can execute.
Then why were you telling me to?
Do you, Junior, do you have music for this?
I do.
I do, too. Now, if yours works, we can go with that. If you feel strongly about it.
If you feel strong, will it work?
It'll work.
All right. I can pull the plug on that at any time, and we'll go with Haney's selection. Story time. Get the kids, mom and dad, if you're on the road, pull over to like a park. If you're at home, let's get into the living room.
And remember, folks, when you pull over, if you need the air conditioning, leave the engine running.
Yes.
If you don't and you want to have the windows down, always turn it back to the accessory position so you don't burn the battery out like the piece of crap van we just saw in the parking lot.
Right, you are, brother. Special story. If this works, we'll make it a regular thing. Story time with Dave the Waterman. This is a great opportunity. So many of the DJs and talent in this building at other radio stations have been going to schools reading to kids.
I thought the kids were supposed to learn to read themselves.
Little kids. Then you go and learn it, and when you hear it, it helps you.
Really?
Yes.
How much jack they getting for that?
Nothing. They volunteered.
Why would you do that?
School.
Well, they're being paid to warehouse those kids. Shouldn't you get a little taste if you're going to tell them a story?
Well, that's why we don't do it. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to do this on the radio. Your kids, you know, they're all running around. You want them to calm down before they do the homework. We're going to do a nice story. And it will be read by Dave the Waterman. So, ladies and gentlemen... A new feature on the show. Get the kids all around. Story time with Dave. Stop clinking the thing and read. That's the name of the book.
Okay.
Well, you know, welcome the kids.
Yeah, welcome. Hi, everybody, yeah. Kids. Gather around.
Hi, kids. I'm Dave the Waterman from Beasley Media Group, and I'm here.
You're on K-Rock.
On 96 K-Rock, here to read you a story today. The story we're going to read today is Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. Okay, let's get started.
Stop ad-libbing and read.
Brenda has a beaver, and she's ready to confess. As soft and sweet as it may be, her beaver is a mess. Brenda's beaver's big. Brenda's beaver's hairy. Every guy who's seen it says that Brenda's beaver's scary. Brenda took her beaver for a swim down at the lake. By the looks that she received, she figured that was a mistake. She stuffed her furry mound into a swimming suit. It stuck out all around. It was anything but cute. Some who saw it laughed. Others were just stunned. Brenda's beaver was hanging out, soaking up the sun. Her friends could not believe her. They said, "We need to talk." They covered up her beaver and they took her for a walk. Brenda, dear, listen here. We want to help you out. Shut up, Stan.
Don't ad lib.
Your beaver needs a makeover. It really needs it now. I hope we don't seem pushy. She said her biker friend.
Jeez, this is at first grade level.
Your beaver is too bushy. We think it needs a trim. Savannah pulled her beaver back to show off what she'd done. Hers was his nice, long landing patch. It looks like it'd be fun. Chrissy's beaver's quite rare. It could be worth a million. Hers is bare. It has no hair. Her beaver is Brazilian. Catherine let her beaver loose. She said there's nothing to it. Grab some clippers and a can of moose. We'll show you how to do it.
Can't even keep a straight face. Can't do it normal.
Let the master work.
I don't know what this word is. Misogynist.
Kim produced some scissors, and Chrissy has some wax. Now all that Brenda had to do was sit back and relax. As they came towards her beaver, they said, "Don't be scared. We're going to see what's underneath that frumpy pile of hair." It ended in just minutes. They didn't leave her much. When Brenda's friends were finished, she and her beaver blushed. Her beaver was so tiny, they could not believe their eyes. It was smooth and it was shiny. It was hard to recognize. Now Brenda is so proud. It seems like every time she's in the center of a crowd just showing off her beaver. The end, kids. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. I'll be back next week for another story.
That's a real book, and it's a kid's book that I'm sure you've posted online for everybody to see. It was, what was her name?
Brenda's beaver needs a barber.
Brenda has a beaver walking around on a leash that is very fluffy and has got way too much hair.
I see. Can we kill that GD music?
So this, yeah. I can't believe this is a legit story, man.
It's all, you can actually buy that book. It's illustrated, and it's for real.
That's not cool.
Absolute Law text line. Let's get the reviews. Let's get the reviews.
Sure.
Now, what music were you going to use?
Oh, if I was going to do it?
Yeah, if you were going to do it. What, I mean, that wasn't bad. But
well, do you want to hear what it would have sounded like if I had read it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, you go ahead.
With your music.
To hear what he
And Haney's reading to the kids. Now, let's get to somebody who has above a 84 IQ and can put words together and realizes that it's to project.
I'm
now,
smart.
I don't know if this is in the right order now. But
It is. I'm smart, Stan.
So that's what you'd like, Stan?
Yeah.
I know you're smart, Dave.
Thanks, Amy.
And more importantly, you're a good boy.
Damn right.
You keep being a good boy. I'm going to give you a present.
Ooh.
There we go. The captain.
Hi, kids.
Hey, Uncle Mark.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing just great.
Boy, have I got a story for you today, kids. Today's story, Brenda's beaver needs a barber.
Yeah.
Brenda has a beaver, and she's ready to confess. As soft and sweet as it may be, her beaver is a mess. Brenda's beaver's big. Brenda's beaver's hairy. Every guy who's seen it says that Brenda's beaver's scary. Brenda took her beaver for a swim down at the lake. By the looks that she received, she figured that was a mistake. She stuffed her furry mound into a swimming suit. It stuck out all around. It was anything but cute. Some who saw it laughed. Ha ha ha! Others were just stunned. Brenda's beaver was hanging out, soaking up the sun. Her friends could not believe her. They said, "We need to talk." They covered up her beaver and they took her for a walk. "Brenda, dear, listen here. We want to help you out. Your beaver needs a makeover. It really needs it now." "I hope we don't seem pushy," said her biker friend named Kim. "Your beaver is too bushy. We just think it needs a trim." Savannah pulled her beaver back to show off what she'd done. Hers was a nice long landing patch. It looks like it'd be fun. Chrissy's beaver is quite rare. It could be worth a million. Hers is bare. It has no hair. Her beaver is Brazilian.
Rare beaver.
Catherine let her beaver loose. She said, "There's nothing to it. Grab some clippers and a can of mousse. We'll show you how to do it." Kim produced some scissors. And Chrissy has some wax. Now all that Brenda had to do was sit back and relax. As they came towards her beaver, they said, "Now don't be scared. We're going to see just what's underneath that frumpy pile of hair." It ended in minutes. They didn't leave her much. When Brenda's friends were finished, she and her beaver blushed. Her beaver was so tiny they couldn't believe their eyes. It was so smooth and so shiny it was hard to recognize. Now, Brenda is so proud. It seems like every time she's in the center of the crowd, just showing off her beaver.
Do you hear a difference?
Absolutely, Stan. Absolutely. I need to pronunciate more.
What?
Enunciate more, whatever they say.
Enunciate.
What is it?
What?
Enunciate.
Announce the eight.
Enunciate.
It's announce the eight, Dave.
Announce the eight.
Announce the eight. That's, yeah.
Anywho. What?
And you want to be program director.
Oh, don't worry, Stan. I got it all under control. That's why we have Adobe Edition where I can edit.
We don't edit.
No, I know.
We don't know what that is.
Never have.
Well, I know you boys haven't.
We thought we had to do everything live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably should have taped that. I didn't know that was an option.
Dave, you're such a little bitch.
Well, you can just tape stuff, man. You might as well. You can just tape your segment.
Hold on a second.
You could tape your segment and not even be here.
Dave, you're in line to be program director, and Junior called you a little bitch.
Oh, that's it.
How is that going to go down?
You going to do fire me, you little bitch?
You know what, my friend? You need to go.
Come on, be the program director.
You know what?
Be Barry,
I'm going to be smart about this.
I'm so scared.
Junior, you need to go to HR right now, okay?
No. HR doesn't want this. You're his boss. Handle it.
That's what you're paid for, to deal with personnel.
Well, Junior, we're going to have a little bit of talk during this next break, and we're going
to
iron out your...
About R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to let you know who the boss is.
Yeah, what?
And
who the boss is? Is it based on fear or respect?
Respect. He will learn to respect me.
How do you figure? You got to earn respect.
Because as soon as I start docking his pay for every time he says,
that's
bitch...
That's fear.
Can you do that legally?
No, he can't.
Damn.
Off to a good start, Dave.
Don't worry.
Bitch.
You little bitch.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Scoop your litter box, pal.
Yeah.
Little puss.
So it would just devolve to name calling.
Yeah, name call. Is that what a program director would do? Just resort to an employee?
When you're the boss, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No, I'd have to learn to control my anger.
You'd have to learn. So are you ready to become program director yet?
Well, absolutely, because I'll be making enough money to go to therapy, which will help me translate into being program director, so we'll be good.
I'll go to HR and tell my little bitch boss keeps harassing me.
96 K-Rock.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Hey, Bonehead, you better get traffic.
Oh,
Jesus, what an idiot. What an idiot.
Well, it's his day.
You know, I knew it. He was more preoccupied and outside shooting the BS, and I knew it. I knew it.
Where's that drop?
Which one?
The one where the lady's going, I knew it.
Yeah, well, he's got it somewhere. You come back on, it's all about preparation. I don't mind having a good time. We all have a good time. It's called preparation. Absolute Law text line. Haney, nice job with the Dr. Seuss version. Signed, Dennis and Jana in Lehigh.
Thank you, Dennis and Jana.
Let's see. Oh, man. Evidently, this was so offensive to Shark Girl.
What?
Because it's all in her mind. If you see the book, it's a nice cartoon of a little girl, and she's got her pet beaver. And, of course, Shark Girl reading into...
I'm disappointed in her.
Yeah,
normally, she's smarter than that.
I'm going to vomit. Wow. Dave at his finest. Oh, God, make it stop. Literally vomiting. This is not International Women's Day friendly.
Well,
you know what?
I'll take the compliment.
Switch Brenda to AOC. It might work. Shark Girl, Brenda's beaver experiences, child rearing part one. What else does she say? Brenda's beaver grows teeth, part two. That's just... Oh, by the way,
Brenda's... I shouldn't say it. I shouldn't.
From, I think this is from...
I was going to say Brenda's beaver from Saigon's got razor blades in it.
Rookie Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar. How do you say her first name, Annie?
Mullah Omar.
Mullah. Fresh off igniting an intra-party uproar with comments widely viewed as anti-Semitic, she's an equal opportunity offender, took a swipe at former President Barack Obama, saying in an explosive interview the 44th president's message of hope and change was a mirage, and blasting his administration's drone and border detention policies. The Minnesota Democrat took aim at the president's famed slogan while further criticizing the Democratic Party for perpetuating the status quo in an interview with Politico.
If I were advising her, I would advise her not to do interviews or speak at all.
Recalling the caging of kids at the U.S.-Mexico border and the droning of countries around the world on Obama's watch, Omar charged that Obama operated with the same fundamentally broken framework as his Republican successor, the piece reads.
You see, Stan, you're wrong. You thought she was just anti-Trump. She hates all Americans equally.
That's my point. She hates it all.
And to allow this to stand is unacceptable. I know every time we start to talk about it, I was thinking about it last night. And when we talk about these things, you know, people texting, oh, God, guys, don't talk about politics anymore. We went years and very rarely said anything because we didn't have to. If we say something about it and you don't like it, I apologize. But what it means is it's risen to a level of importance that it can't be ignored.
Yep. This woman's dangerous.
That woman is hate.
Yep.
She
plain
is
and simple.
The hate.
And she'll go and say the hate with that smile. Let's get
she
you.
She is evil.
Yep. Let's get you updated. You okay now?
I'm fine, bro.
He's Friday. A good boy.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, boys.
Preparation part of being a program director.
Hey, the printer was out of paper, man. I had to fill it. Come on now.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
He did a good deed.
I know what I'm doing. All right, let's start in Collier County. We have a crash on Homestead Road right in front of the public supermarket. Be on the lookout for that there. And in North Fort Myers, crash. New drive inside the Island Vista Estates. A couple old people there, I'm sure. And then hit and run, Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue and Summerlin Road. That'll do traffic. Another 30 minutes.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is right now with today's headlines.
Nothing funny about it. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
Okay.
I am not alone when it comes to my stated position that we need to stop messing with the clocks. Just leave us on daylight savings time. Let it alone. We will tell you what percentage of Americans agree with me. Stop messing with the clocks. Because it's this weekend, right?
We spring forward. Saturday night, Sunday morning.
So
you lose an hour.
At 2 o'clock, it becomes 3 o'clock?
Yes. No, that's fallen back.
No, falling
spring
back.
That's spring forward. Yeah, that's spring. Then it would be at 2 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock.
And you see why it's confusing?
Yep. You just move forward.
Because I said it correctly and you immediately.
Yep. No, I was thinking fall back would be 1, spring forward 2, 3. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The way you can tell is the bars close at 2, but it immediately becomes 3.
Yep.
And it
stays light. Longer at night.
And when it's the other way around, the bars get to stay open an extra hour.
Right you are.
Because at 2, it becomes 1.
Yep.
You know, they figured it out. The way our calendar is now, and you don't know this, but behind the scenes, they'll add seconds and minutes.
Oh, they have to.
To keep it on time.
Yep.
But even with all they do, I think it takes about 3,000 years... But we'd still be about a day off from where we should be.
I believe it.
A lot of math involved.
Yep.
And it hurts my head. So that's the last you'll hear of it. Consider yourself lucky you heard me mention it at all.
Damn right.
Another serious issue that you probably don't think about. Because we are conditioned now that when... we buy anything from a major purchase to a cup of coffee, we're using some form of plastic. But cash serves a valuable purpose.
Darn right it does.
And there is a movement afoot to do away with cash.
I know.
Well, the city of Philadelphia has made its voice loud and clear. They just banned cashless stores. In other words, if you want to do business in Philadelphia and somebody wants to pay cash, you have to take it.
Good.
Boy, things are always better in Vegas.
You got that right.
You know what's going on the Strip this Sunday?
What?
Well, it's National Ranch Dressing Day.
Aw.
And they have basically set up almost like a gas station for ranch dressing. You bring any container, and the good people at Hidden Valley will fill it up with ranch.
Right on.
A security guard was busted dealing drugs outside a CVS. And finally, you know, so much of life is all about convenience, isn't it?
It sure is. It's what makes the world go round.
You know, you're standing in line for the plane and you're going, oh, man, I should be first class. And if you're first class, you're thinking, man, I should be on a private jet. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, a woman had a car blocking her driveway. She knew if she just called it in as a car blocking her driveway, the response time wouldn't be that great. She knew the way to do it. She reported a murder so that they'd get that car out of there.
There we go.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is very important to everybody. Jeez. Jeez, give me a personal break.
What the hell is it with him?
I don't know what's going on over there. I have a pot over here.
He's got to be doing it on purpose.
That I have to keep at a certain level, that I keep straight across the board. Every day it's different. It's either you can't hear what's coming out of his room,
yep,
or it's too loud.
Young man, you are playing us for fools.
And I haven't touched a thing.
Does that bring you pleasure?
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry, guys.
Will you admit you're doing that on purpose?
I'm not doing it on purpose.
Well, all right. Well, I've adjusted it. Now, try it again. Okay. 4 o'clock fluffer.
That seems to be working now.
Brought to you by...
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Dave, I know you love your superhero movies and whatnot. Are you excited about this Captain Marvel?
Not particularly, to be honest with you. I'm not.
Right. I don't understand it because I always thought Captain Marvel was a dude.
Captain America.
Well, I thought Captain Marvel was a man as well, but apparently.
No, Captain Marvel was on TV in the 70s, and he and I think it was Jack Albert.
Son.
Drove around in a Winnebago, and Captain Marvel would come out.
No, that was not Captain Marvel.
Yes, it was.
That was Shazam.
Oh, you're right. But isn't Shazam and Captain Marvel the same thing?
No, no.
Junior, was Captain Marvel always a woman?
Shazam is the DC universe.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
What about Captain Marvel?
Marvel.
Was it a boy at one time?
I gotta check into it. I didn't really read those comics when I was a kid.
So Shazam is different from Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then remember, alternating weeks, it would be Isis. The girl.
Yeah. Back before she destroyed Syria.
Yeah.
Anyway. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Surprises in Captain Marvel.
Top surprises in Captain Marvel.
Isn't Shazam just what Captain Marvel said when he wanted to become Captain Marvel?
Yeah, because he's like a kid, and he says, like, Shazam, and that turns into, a big superhero, yeah.
Yeah. And he says Shazam, but he turns into Captain Marvel.
It's not Captain Marvel. Not in the Winnebago. And that was not Jack Albertson.
Well, they did travel in a Winnebago.
With an old man.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it wasn't Jack Albert?
No.
Son?
Well, that's what Jack Albertson.
First thing Captain Marvel does, landing on Earth in the 90s, buy a ton of Apple stock.
Well, see what we gotta do? Recorded ones, because Dave doesn't do anything when he's sitting here.
That's smart.
Doctor Strange has a show on TLC about popping pimples.
I'll show you meth.
What?
I'll show you meth.
Yeah. Stupid meth.
Nick Fury's secret weapon? A genuine Nintendo Power Glove.
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam!
I can't do some of these. They're very female-centric.
Yeah.
I can't.
No, it's Women's Day, ain't
he? You know, I'm not talking about her vagine.
Oh.
Not once while whipping through city streets does Captain Marvel crash her car. Some of these are, whoever is writing this, there's at least one comic book geek involved because it's so inside.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about comic book geeks? As soon as we brought up Captain Marvel and Shazam.
Yeah, lived in a Winnebago.
One right after the other, encyclopedias text to us on how losing the rights and they had to use that. And this is back in 72, they had control. I don't care. You know, it took me years to care about the Trekkies and the Warzies. Now I got to deal with the DCs.
And the Marvel stand.
You're talking about the man that diffused the East Coast, West Coast rap feud here.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to deal with the DC and what?
The Marvels.
And the Warzies and the Trekkies.
Yep, it's crazy.
As a special feature, when the movie's over, there's a special feature with an emotional Oprah sitting down with the victims.
Stop calling women crazy!
Oh, stop!
You're crazy!
You are!
You old bitch!
Now, this movie is set in the 1990s, so Captain Marvel gets invited to the White House where she's promptly groped by President Clinton. She spends half the movie in court convincing a judge to make DC change the name of their Captain Marvel to Shazam.
Is that truly there?
Yes.
Is that truly there?
Yes. Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yes. And finally, the very top surprise in Captain Marvel. This one just for Junior. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a cameo as Captain Marvel's new sidekick, Corporal Crazy Eyes. And that, my friends, is before.
What the?
Elvis? No time for emails.
No Guardian?
I got a stack of them.
Can you even go through just the Guardian's hot words, maybe?
Yeah. Sure. You know what? All the emails are normally like this.
Yeah?
His is like this. I can't.
Just a couple of keywords.
A few hot words.
Jesus.
And then we'll bring. Just a couple of Guardian hot words.
Well, he's talking now. He's not. It's nothing political today. It's about his memories with his grandparents.
Uh-oh. Well, save that. I want to hear that.
So I see chicken, pluck, kids, uncles, what else? A shipment of sugar beets.
Save that. That's historic. I want to hear that.
I am going to save it.
All right.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? It. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's Friday, about 20 minutes away from quitting time where you can start your weekend. Let's start it off. I'll tell you about the Knotfest Roadshow. But let's start it off with Dave updating on traffic. See if he can get through that.
Now. K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, Stan. Almost quitting time. Woo! Come on, give me woo. All right, one on the board, and that is a crash at Birch Road and Sanibel Boulevard in Fort Myers, and that is a crash, and that'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Appreciate it. Good job on that one. Listen to, we've been doing it all this week. Listen to K-Rock to win your tickets to the Knotfest Roadshow. That is going to happen on September 4th at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in Tampa, featuring Slipknot and Volbeat. A couple of your favorites.
Hell yeah.
Keep listening to win your way in to get to that concert. If you'd like more details, go to 96krock.com. Plenty more chances to get the tickets for the Knotfest Roadshow. If you want to go to that up in Tampa. Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. All the details on the Big K website, 96krock.com. Always happy to take your phone calls, you know that. Ahoy!
Hi, Stan?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Who's this?
My name's Billy.
Hey, Billy.
I love your show.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you.
And I've been listening to your show for a long time. And I love your show.
Thank you, Billy.
And you and Haney always, I'm sorry, you always talk about how you got a job and left your house when you were 15 or something.
Haney left when he was 15. I left when I was 18 and had to start life. Not like that today, Billy, but how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 12.
Oh, okay. You got a little ways to go yet, Billy. It's all right. You're doing good. You get good grades in school?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. School's pretty stupid.
Yeah, sure it is. At that age, you think it is, but you'll be glad.
But I want to be like you guys. And
well, you want to get into the radio business?
Well, I would love that. I don't think I'm probably good at it.
Well, you don't know. Keep practicing.
I would like to leave my house as quick as I can.
Well, you're only 12, Billy. There's not a whole lot that you can do at 12, but, you know, when you get maybe 16 even now, you get your parents' permission that you can leave get out of the house. Maybe that can happen. But right now, 12, stay in school, listen to your mom and dad. You got any brothers or sisters?
Well, my dad's kind of a dick.
It happens at that age. Don't worry, you'll grow out of that. I didn't, but you'll grow out of it. You got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I got one of each.
Okay, so you got a brother. Yeah,
but they're little kids.
Okay, so you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Okay, Billy, what can I do for you, buddy?
Well, I already got myself my uncle he works for a construction company.
Okay.
And he got me a job where what I do is I bring water and Gatorade to the guys out that are working. I make sure that there are no nails in the driveway.
Good.
And things like that.
Good.
And I'm trying to work my way up because I like the money, mm-hmm. but I don't like being treated like a kid and being pushed around.
Saying that with your supervisors and stuff out there? They're pushing around a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, they're kind of dumb, but they're the boss of me.
Sure.
And what I really want to do is I want to learn how do you get to be a boss? Like I was listening today.
Yeah.
And how. Dave is going to be the boss of you guys.
He wants to be. He wants to be. Well, Dave's here right now, Billy.
Could I ask him a question?
Billy, I'm going to go and sit back, and if you'd like to, because Dave is going to try to be the boss, sit back, and Billy, let me introduce to you Dave the Waterman.
How do you do, Billy?
How do you
do? Oh, man. Dave, you're the best. I love Stan and Haney, but I don't like it when Stan yells at you because you don't deserve it.
Oh, don't worry about it, Billy. It's all fun. It's all fun. What can I do you for, buddy?
Well, what is it like to boss people around?
Well, let me tell you something, Billy.
Let me tell you something.
It takes attitude. It takes thought. And you've got to be stern.
Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah, did I just? Yeah.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Congratulations, son. That's good. That's a good way
to
start.
Is that the way boss would talk?
Well, Stan, I'm trying to talk
to
Billy.
Billy, what do you want to
questions? What do you want to know exactly, Billy?
Well, I just asked you, dingbat, what's it like to boss people around?
Billy, you don't have to use that tone with me. I get enough of it from Stan, all right, my friend? Now, bossing people around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You just got to tell them what to do and get the damn job done. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know how you're doing it? Like that your mean boss is making you pick up nails and bring them water? That's what he would make you do.
You got to start somewhere, Billy. And then you become the boss.
Yeah.
You know, you'll start framing soon. You know, by 16, you'll be framing, doing insulation. Then you'll be doing drywall.
But I don't want to do that. I want to be the guy that's in the truck with the air conditioning on, smoking and drinking a beer while everybody else is picking up nails.
Well, that's easy, Billy. Get a job with the city.
With the city?
Well, that's not good advice to ask him. He asked you, Dave, what it takes to be a boss.
He's wanting to sit back, drink beer,
don't talk
smoke.
To me. Talk to the kid.
Billy, my suggestion is to weed out your father in the company.
What? You're telling this to a 12-year-old boy?
Yes, I am, Stan.
Weed out your father in the company?
Yes, Stan.
This is the way a leader would work?
Absolutely. It's dog-eat-dog world out there, Billy.
He's 12 and has got to go home to him.
Well, he's got to man up a little bit. Face your father. Don't spike his energy drinks or anything like that, okay? But face your father. Tell him, hey, you know what? I am somebody, Dad.
How is he supposed to learn the family business if he doesn't start it? He's only 12, Dave, and he's got him earning a few bucks on the side, but he wants to grow up to be the boss one day. You don't go and do that by alienating your father who runs the company. Sorry about that, Billy.
Sorry, Billy. Just keep your eye on your dad. Watch him. Okay?
You mean like I need to kind of like put him in his place?
Absolutely. Let him know that you're not somebody to be pushed around. Your days of picking up nails and bringing the water boy stuff is over. It's time for you to start framing. Tell your dad that.
But he always tells me I'm doing it wrong.
Well, let me tell you. I'm used to that, okay? I've been told that a lot. I can't turn on a faucet because you know why, Billy? I'm told I do it wrong, okay? But you know what?
But don't you want to be a boss, Dave?
That's kind of idiotic. So you can't turn on a faucet?
That's what I've been told, Billy. I've been told. But I still do it the way I want to do it because I do it and it gets done. I might have to clean up a little extra splash that's been around the
sink.
Is
he making any sense to you, Billy?
But you get the job done, Billy. You just need to keep plugging away at it and tell your dad that you're tired of picking up nails and being the water boy.
Then what is he going to do?
He's going
to... At 12.
Stan, you know what? When I was 12 years old, I was putting insulation in a house. You can do insulation, can't you? You know about insulation, Billy?
I could if somebody showed me.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's a step up.
Somebody's got to show him. But if he alienates his dad, he's not going to show him how to do insulation.
How many employees do you think your dad has, Billy?
You dimwit.
Well, first of all, you jackass, it's my uncle that has the company.
Sorry about that. And you don't have to use that word with me, jackass.
Don't call a 12-year-old a jackass, Dave.
He just called me a jackass.
You're a grown man.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be like you.
Well, if you're old enough to smoke, I guess I can call you a jackass, right?
Well, maybe I'll kick your ass if you do it again.
Oh, really, Billy? Really? I'd like to see you try.
I know I couldn't kick your ass, but isn't that what I'm supposed to say to people?
You got it, pal. That's what you're supposed to say. You know what? Go up to the biggest guy. I'll kick your butt, brother, if you keep talking to me like that. And Billy, you know what? They'll Billy, start to show you respect.
Billy, call him a bitch.
Billy, don't use those words, Billy.
I couldn't do that, sir.
Thank you.
I couldn't say that, sir.
No, so, no. Because you wouldn't call your mama that.
No. I love my mom.
Damn right you
she
do.
She lives in Georgia now.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him why she in Georgia?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
She, I was going to say, let me tell you.
In a penitentiary or something?
No, she went and married another guy, and I got this bitch stepmom.
Oh, God. Drives you crazy, don't she?
Always
nagging.
I think I drive her crazy. I think I could probably bang her if I wanted.
Oh, well, that's a plus. That's a plus. So how old do you think she is?
I don't know. Everybody looks old to me.
Yeah. Well, of course, but I mean,
would
you
recommend
she look good?
That, you know, to bang his stepmom?
If I'm supposed to make my dad mad, I think that would do it.
Well, that would definitely do it. Definitely do it. Just make sure you're doing it in the living room when he's coming home from work.
And show him I'm the man
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the boss, Dad. I'm the boss.
She's
okay, you treat me
though.
With respect, Dad. No more nail picking, water delivering. I'm the man.
Do you hear?
I mean,
do you hear what you're saying, Dave?
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Most people would think that she's hot,
right?
But they don't know how disgusting she is. But I could do it if I had to.
So most people think, disgusting as in how? What, mentally crazy?
Yeah,
most of them are.
Yeah, well, she can't be any worse than my fifth grade teacher.
Oh, yeah? Why? You got the hots for her as well?
Nah, she got the hots for me, but you know
really?
What? An A is an A.
Hey, there you go, buddy. You got to do what you got to do to get the job done to pass the class, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So, you full-time?
Soon to be, bud. Yeah, soon to be. I'm about to be
Who said you're soon to be?
Yeah, just to let you know, Billy, I'm about to become program director of this wonderful station, and Stan and Haney I will be the boss of, so this is going to be a wonderful time for the future here.
That sounds like a sweet gig.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable.
Why don't you hire me?
You know what, Billy? A few more years from now, we could probably get you in here as an intern.
He's going to need a job. You have to, what you've told him to bang his stepmom and to go and tell his dad off.
Well, the kid's already working his way with his fifth grade teacher, Stan, so the guy knows what he's doing. He's playing life right.
Oh, for crying out loud, the fifth grade teacher was 2 years ago. It's ancient history.
We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. And then Rob Schoch, 6 o'clock. I saw him outside. He wears spandex jeans, too. They're like a yoga pant that looks like a jean. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. If you haven't heard earlier today, Dave announced it. He's throwing his hat in the ring to be the next K-Rock program director.
Absolutely.
And we already proved that he talked to a 12-year-old and really couldn't put a sentence together in helping
right.
the 12-year-old.
Right.
But I do understand that Dave actually gave program director, or not the program director, but general manager Brad Beasley an air check. to show you his skills on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 96 K Rock, everything that rocks.
Come on.
That was Rise Against with Savior. Killer song, man. Love it. Absolutely love it. And, you know, I got to revert back just for a second.
Revert back.
That Pink Floyd song, Wish You Were Here, reminded me, man, of a long, long time ago. I took like 3 hits of LSD acid, man, and
yeah.
Decided to make the grand idea to go to a water park. And, man, that was a bad idea. Let me tell you.
Because
I felt like a giant male member. And sometimes when you're going through those tubes, you know. And I kept thinking, man, I'm sliding into giant lady parts. You know what I'm saying? What a trip that was, man. God, that was like just a party in itself.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Let's go.
Yeah, great air check.
Thank you, Stan. Yep. That's just stuff we call doing business. Doing the business, Stan. Doing the business. Hey, can't always hit home runs, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
You got that right.
Nah, but you can go to the Bahamas for a minute like I do occasionally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, all right, all right.
I forget where I am.
All right, let's see.
And then I come to and I go, wait a second, I'm at work. I might be on the air.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, right on.
How about doing traffic?
Sure thing, buddy. All right, let's start in Lehigh.
So eager to please.
Yeah, man. All right. Hey, I'm your new boss, man. I'll be making sure you're taken care of.
That air check proved it.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's old time stuff. It's a new me. All right, Lehigh Acres, we got a crash at Ichabod Avenue and Griffin Drive, so be on the lookout for that there. And then our second crash is in Bonita Springs on South Tamiami Trail, the 24,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Why am I thinking about Sleepy Hollow and Family Guy all
I of don't
sudden?
Know. Mark?
Where was that again?
Ichabod, let's see here. That's Ichabod Avenue.
And?
And Griffin Drive.
That's why.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
Headless Horseman and Peter Griffin.
Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is a news report. The American people want to know the important issues and events of our day. What makes them important and why? And that such knowledge can come only from an objective presentation of facts. We all need to understand the world in which we live.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utzman.
And I am
You're listening to
on.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, March 8th.
MMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
We all know Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Nutball.
You knew that.
What?
That he's a nutball.
Yep. He was a strange dude.
Because, Sherlock Holmes, you'd think he's got to be pretty brilliant to come up with that stuff.
Oh, creatively brilliant, but a bizarre mind.
And we have a perfect example. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was friends with Harry Houdini.
Sure was.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
They wound up hating each other after a brutal fight over the issue of whether or not Houdini had magical powers?
Little more complicated than that.
And it's not what you think. Houdini was trying to convince Sir Arthur Conan Doyle that he did not, in fact, possess powers. And Sir Arthur Conan Doyle called him a liar, that you most certainly do have magical powers. You seem to know more than you should about this, Stan. Go ahead.
I do know quite a bit about this. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was in the era of the seances.
Oh, that was big.
This was in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And he truly believed that.
And that started getting really big post-Civil War because of all the loss.
Correct. He truly believed that there were spirits that if you were a psychic medium, you could talk to the dead. So, you know, the old story, hold hands, mm-hmm. and somebody goes into a trance. And
is there a crystal ball involved?
Sometimes, and things jingle around in the room, or they speak through that person's voice. Doyle believed it wholeheartedly. And at the same time, Houdini was going around the country debunking these seances. That it is fake, that it is somebody manipulating things, somebody trying to make a profit. And Houdini actually put up a reward to anybody that can prove to him beyond a reasonable doubt that these seances worked.
Was that the inspiration for what the Amazing Randy did?
The Amazing Randy kept up that reward. Our friend the Amazing Randy, who we used to have on before he passed away, we used to have him on all the time. Houdini was the one that started that and went and said, I will give, I don't know what the amount was back then, and him and Conan Doyle, who were very close friends, Houdini kept telling him, this is a bunch of bunk. You're being taken for a ride.
It's theater.
And they got into big time feuds. And here was the thing that Houdini did. He said, when I die, he told this to his wife. He said, when I die, if there is such a thing as talking to the dead and a dead person speaking through somebody in a seance, I'm going to give you a word. And if that word comes out, you'll know it's me. And his wife, on the anniversary, I don't know if it was the anniversary of his death or the anniversary of his birth, would hold a seance every year. She did it till the day she died and never heard the word, never heard him come through because she knew the word. And he went around the world telling people, this is a bunch of hooey. And
you know,
Doyle didn't want to hear it.
I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's prohibited.
Well, maybe.
Because I think it's a matter of different dimensions.
But all of that stuff with the things flying around the room, the rattle of a...
It's amazing what you can do with some ropes and pulleys.
Yep.
There is a certain statue at Harvard University. It's quite interesting. If you look at the statue, you will read John Harvard, founder, 1638. And it's all complete nonsense.
Okay. Mm.
John Harvard was a benefactor, not the founder of Harvard University. Harvard was, incidentally, founded in 1636 and not 1638. And the statue is not, in fact, a statue of John Harvard. It's actually of a man by the name of Sherman Hoare. But it doesn't fit, so they cleaned it up a little for you. Make it simple.
Our buddy, Alex Jones said the amazing Randy is still alive. I remember him being very ill, and I thought he passed away. See if James Randy is still alive. He's got to be 100.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be up there.
He was an old guy when we talked to him back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Stan, how many Hawaiian islands are there?
I don't know, 7.
Close. 8.
All right.
But there may as well be 6, because you're not allowed on 2 of them. One is a nature reserve that used to be a military test site. Nobody's allowed there. And the other is privately owned by a single family. And the only way you get on that island is if they invite you, and they rarely invite anyone.
All right. What do you know, Junior?
James Randi's still alive. He's 90 years old.
He's 90 now?
Yep.
But I don't think he's in public life anymore. Is he? I thought he'd either passed away or had dementia.
Well, glad you're still here, Randy.
Yeah. Good for him.
And finally, of all the cheese produced in the United States,
yeah,
a full 3% of it is used by one restaurant chain.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Close. Pizza Hut.
It's in the name. Take a guess. Mm-hmm. Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that was a good guess. Yeah. I like it.
I would have said the Cheesecake Factory.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Cheesies, JP Cheese.
Cheddars.
Yep. And now the only thing that, and really most newscasts we ever do, most of it is complete nonsense and doesn't affect your life directly. This is one of the rare ones that actually does.
Okay.
It's this weekend. Daylight savings time affects all of us.
Yep.
It starts Sunday, which is really, you know, Saturday night, 2 a.m., meaning spring forward an hour, and you get more daylight in the evening, but because we're messing with the clocks all the time, we lose an hour of sleep, which mm-hmm. won't affect me at all.
No. Well, I remember the days in the morning show days when
oh my God.
We had to lose an hour.
That's an hour we didn't have.
It took him a month.
Oh, my God.
Took him a month.
Yeah.
And then we would fall back, and suddenly he'd be here really early, and it's like, what are you doing here? Oh, that's right. I didn't have to be here.
Yep. It does a number on me. But like I told you, I get the last laugh because I never changed that one clock, and I don't have to mess with it now.
Good for you.
All the other ones will be wrong. And then the car and my clock, I haven't set that in a while. It's just completely off. I don't even know where that is. Because when they changed the battery, yeah, it threw it off by about 35 minutes.
You go and try to change the clock in your car. It's a nightmare. It's hard to do.
Nah, it's not that hard to do, but I figure if I add 35 minutes, I'll know what time it is.
Jesse Smollett has been indicted on 16 felony counts by a grand jury. 16 felony counts.
Good.
You know who else died today? Jan Michael Vincent.
I saw that. And then, of course, they bring up the Airwolf promo shot of him and Ernie Borgnine.
Yep.
And we made his life hell.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that, folks. So, I am an advocate. And didn't our legislature pass it where we stay on daylight savings time?
We passed it. Our legislature passed it. It went up to Washington, D.C. because it needed federal approval.
Where nothing gets done.
And they were so busy doing other things they couldn't get to it.
You know, critical things like this non-binding resolution, right, where we don't hate anybody.
And so I guess Rick Scott and Rubio introduced a new bill this week to make daylight savings time across the country stay. that'll probably not get looked at either.
Well, a new survey asked over 1,000 Americans, and more people prefer that we just stay on daylight savings time.
Sure.
35% said daylight savings time is better. 28% prefer it when we fall back. Survey found overall 54% of all Americans wish we would eliminate time changes altogether. So more than half now on board with the idea of just stop messing with the clocks. When people, your average people, when people were asked, why do we even still do this? The five most common answers given were to conserve energy, so farmers have more time to work, so people can have fun in the evening, because it's too complicated to just stop observing it all of a sudden, and it must be some sort of economic reason.
And you realize it's different all around the country and all around the world. I mean, it's set time because where you are in the globe. When I was over in England in the summertime, it's well past 9 o'clock at night, and it's still light outside. Where if you go to Las Vegas, the sun sets very early in Las Vegas, no matter what the time is. It's like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and it's already getting dark.
Really?
Yeah. But
London stays light longer.
Yeah, in the summertime. And the thing is, if you go up north, like to the northeast.
Well, that's no different than us, though. It'll stay light, you know, like past 8:30.
Much later, where the sky is still light. It's up higher. The sun's up higher in the northern hemisphere. Stays light longer.
And you went to England how long ago?
2013.
Did they still have actual English people there then?
I told you about the story where the there was the big fight waiting for the tube, the subway, and some drunk Englishman was screaming at a couple of Middle Easterns, and it got really nasty.
Yeah, no thank you. I'd love to see the architecture, but I'm not getting in the middle of that.
It's not as bad as you think if you stay in the main areas.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Hello.
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 Are we on?
Yeah, you're on.
Are you?
I didn't have mine on. We're good. You were on. I wasn't.
Okay, so we should just resume broadcasting if nothing happened?
Yep.
Bill? Well, the good people at Hidden Valley Ranch have done it again.
Yeah, this is great.
They've got me talking about them.
Yep.
Hidden Valley Ranch is holding a Bring Your Own Bottle event on the Las Vegas Strip to celebrate National Ranch Day this Sunday. What does this mean?
What?
Well, the possibilities are endless. It could be bedlam. It could be mayhem. They say all you have to do is show up with a container. Any container. And they will fill it to the brim with delicious ranch dressing.
Mm-mm.
And they're very clear about it. There is no limit to what they will fill. Wheelbarrows, bathtubs, kiddie pools. They will fill it completely with ranch dressing.
Mm-mm.
It is all happening at the New York, New York Hotel and Casino.
Oh, we've been there.
For one glorious hour, Sunday, 11 to noon, they will fill every container.
Ha!
Imagine that, a kiddie pool full of ranch dressing. You could get a lot done with that.
I just looked up the amazing Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2000s colorectal cancer. It would look bad for him.
Well, that's kind of personal.
He made a recovery, and just
he could have just said cancer.
Well, he also came out as gay. And what's the other thing that happened to him? Because he has to stop traveling too.
You know, I would have never thought that.
Yeah, he always had an assistant with him. Randy revealed that he had recently, as 2017, recently revealed he suffered a minor stroke, that he was under medical advice not to travel,
and that magic is real.
Yeah, then we know he's lost his mind.
Yeah. Any more, or should I continue?
No, go ahead.
All right.
I just swear to God, I thought he had died, and it was when he had the cancer.
Well, I believe you. I just think you went too far.
What, with the colorectal?
Yeah.
That's what it said he had.
You just said cancer.
Yep. Then what? Ooh, I wonder what kind.
No, I let the man keep his dignity.
It's on Wikipedia.
You know, he comes out and says that, and oh, by the way, not that there's any connection, but there's something else you should know.
Yep, colorectal.
Yeah,
and I'm gay.
I just think it's too much information. 29-year-old Rafael Rosario has been working as a security guard at the CVS in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Old Springfield.
And he was arrested on Wednesday for selling coke in the parking lot.
Jeez.
Meaning he'd been dealing drugs outside the drugstore. Undercover cops were there working on a different case and just so happened to spot the security guard selling coke. They found two bags in his car, along with about $600 in cash he'll never see again. He's facing charges for distribution and possession with intent to distribute.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, Stan, it's all about convenience.
Sure is, Haney.
And it's never enough. You know, somebody's about to step on a Greyhound for a cross-country trip thinking, man, wish I could have got a plane ticket. The guy with the plane ticket is going, man, wish I could get a first-class ticket. And the guy with the first-class ticket is going, man, wish I could fly private.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
We like our convenience.
Always have.
Case in point. A woman in Germany called the police yesterday for a seemingly very good reason. She called the police to inform them her husband had been murdered.
Murdered?
So they rushed over there, only to find the woman's husband in perfect health. So, why did the woman call the police and lie to them that her husband had been murdered?
Why?
Because she believed a murder call would cause the police to show up faster and tow a problem car that was blocking her driveway. Police say she was drunk at the time.
You don't say.
And on top of reporting her husband's murder, in the midst of all this, she tried to get into her car and drive away drunk in front of the police. But they stopped her. She is facing a large German fine and possible German criminal charges for misusing an emergency number. Very interesting.
But your husband is not dead. Hmm? Sprechen Sie Deutsch? And that's the news for today, Friday, March 8th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
I can't.
Come on, Michael. Oh, you got your brothers, Tito, Jackie, Jermaine, Marlon, Randy. I mean, they all want to get back together for a tour.
I know. It's just that I can't.
What? Why won't you do it?
I have my reasons. I don't feel comfortable.
What? Being up on stage?
Yes. I just don't.
Come on. You're doing Vegas, Michael. This is a huge step.
I know.
You're getting all the Jacksons back together. As a matter of fact, they called me and told me they want you to come what? And rehearse with them tonight.
They want to rehearse tonight?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh, come on. What could be more important, Michael, than getting together with your family who wants your career to start booming again?
I can't do it.
What is the problem, Michael?
Well, for one thing, tonight I have to wash my llama.
Wash your llama?
Yes. Do you have any idea what my pillow smells like when he sleeps on it at night? It stinks.
Oh, come on, Michael. A Jackson 5 reunion, that'd be terrific for your career.
It won't be so terrific if I'm suddenly doing a moonwalk in front of my family and in front of all those people and I suddenly slip and fall and my nose comes off. Do you know what a sounds like with my nose off?
Michael!
Let me show you.
All right, don't take the nose off.
Come on, I can't.
All right. Put the nose on right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Right. And I'm not doing any reunion unless I wear women's clothes.
Women's
clothes? Don't you think it's weird I like women's clothes?
No. I mean that's Michael Jackson. You like women's clothes.
No, I bet you think it's weird.
Me? Your attorney? No.
You really don't?
Of course not.
Good. Then I'm going to do a little Michael Jackson solo lap dance tour.
No.
Just for you in my evening gown and pumps.
Michael, please, take the dress off.
Can you zip me up and back?
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob Show at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see here. North Fort Myer. Disabled vehicle, Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers, got a crash. McGregor Boulevard at Shell Point Boulevard. And this one in Lehigh Acres, hit and run. Lee Boulevard at the Walmart Supercenter. That's the second day in a row that there's been an accident there.
You know what? Nice day, partner. It's been a nice day.
Absolutely. It's been a good day. We got one left. This is the last one I could find. Let's roll them.
Still doesn't look good, Michael. I mean, now we have testimony of one of your ex-employees saying that they saw you have your hand down the pants of a young boy in an arcade. I mean,
No.
These are the kind of things that are going to really, really mess up our defense.
That's ridiculous.
Really mess it up.
No, what messes it up is the fact that's a lie, an outright outrageous lie.
Yeah, but who are they going to believe, Michael, when you have all these witnesses and the prosecution is coming right down our throat?
Yes, but I know what the truth is. Look, let me show you what really happened, okay? Now, pretend you're a little boy in an arcade.
What?
And you can't reach the controls of the Pac-Man,
right? Oh, come on.
So I just need you to stand up.
Michael, come on.
I have to show you the way it really was. Now, just do it.
All right. I'm standing up. Now what do I do?
All right, now stand on your tiptoes and put your hands way over your head like this, like you're trying to reach those little side buttons on the pinball machine.
All right. I'm on my tiptoes. My hands are up. Now what?
All right, now my right hand was holding the kid up like this, right?
Yeah.
And my left hand was on the boy's left front leg like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my left hand was not down his pants like this.
Whoa, okay.
So when I was in that arcade, my hand was actually here and not down here.
Whoa, come on, Michael.
What I'm trying to prove is that witness was at the wrong angle.
Right, wrong viewing angle?
Yeah, so he just thought he saw my hand down here like this.
Ooh, okay. Michael.
Just like
Michael.
That.
Michael, isn't this the part you're supposed to put your hand back up on my waist?
Yes, but it feels a whole lot better down here.
All right, that's enough. Knock it off.
time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You ever have a nightmare, then decide to tell somebody about it, then about halfway through your explanation, realize you're retarded? Is there any way to describe a nightmare to be scary? I had a scary dream last night. Okay, tell me about it. I was running through this pool of marshmallows in my flip-flops, right? Then the manager came running out of nowhere, and he starts going... There's only 18 seconds to eject before the bowling alley closed. And Tom, you were there, but you didn't look like Tom, and that was freaking me out. I love cheese. What? We're no longer friends. I'm not very good with people. Even when I was little, my imaginary friend would play with the kid across the street. And I'd be like, hey, I guess we'll meet up later. And he'd be like, whatever. Do you love goose down feathers? Huh? Oh, they're nice. Mattress pad, pillows, comforter. It's like sleeping in heaven. Till that quill comes through the pillowcase and sticks you in the eye and says, how's that feel? Huh? Huh? You want to sleep on my carcass, do you? Ow! Ow! Why do you hurt so good, goose? Maybe a higher thread count. 600 does a trick. Quit sleeping on 12. That's hay. It's one-third of your life. Spend the money.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here Monday, 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hi, Stan.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
My name's Billy.
Hey, Billy.
I love your show.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you.
And I've been listening to your show for a long time. I love your show.
Thank you, Billy.
And you and Haney always. I'm sorry. You always talk about how you got a job and left your house when you were 15 or something.
Haney left when he was 15. I left when I was 18 and. Had to start life. Not like that today, Billy, but how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 12.
Oh, okay. You got a little ways to go yet, Billy. It's all right. You're doing good? You get good grades in school?
Yeah. Okay. School's pretty stupid.
Yeah, sure it is. At that age, you think it is, but you'll be glad.
But I want to be like you guys. And,
well, you want to get into the radio business?
I would love that. I don't think I'm probably good at it.
Well, you don't know. Keep practicing.
I would like to leave my house as quick as I can.
Well, you're only 12, Billy. There's not a whole lot that you can do at 12. But, you know, when you get maybe 16 even now, you get your parents' permission that you can leave and get out of the house. Maybe that can happen. But right now, 12, stay in school, listen to your mom and dad. You got any brothers or sisters?
Well, my dad's kind of a dick.
It happens at that age. Don't worry, you'll grow out of that. I didn't, but you'll grow out of it. You got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I got one of each.
Okay, so you got a brother. Yeah.
But they're little kids.
Okay, so you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy, what can I do for you, buddy?
How do you get to be a boss? Like I was listening today,
yeah.
And how Dave is going to be the boss of you guys.
He wants to be. He wants to be. Dave's here right now, Billy.
Could I ask him a question?
How do you do, Billy?
How do you do?
Oh, man. Dave, you're the best. I love Stan and Haney, but I don't like it when Stan yells at you because you don't deserve it.
Oh, don't worry about it, Billy. It's all fun. It's all fun. What can I do you for, buddy?
What is it like to boss people around?
Well, let me tell you something, Billy.
Let me tell you something.
It takes attitude. It takes thought. And you've got to be stern.
Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah, did I just? Yeah.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Congratulations, son. That's good. That's a good way
is
to
that
start.
A way boss would talk.
Well, Stan, I'm trying to
go
talk
ahead,
to Billy.
Billy, what do you want to
questions? What do you want to? What do you want to know exactly, Billy?
Well, I just asked you, Dingbat, what's it like to boss people around?
Billy, you don't have to use that tone with me. I get enough of it from Stan, all right, my friend? Now, bossing people around, you just got to tell them what to do and get the damn job done. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
do you know that?
Like, you know how you're doing it? Like, that your mean boss is making you pick
right.
up nails and bring them water? That's what he would make you do.
You got to start somewhere, Billy, and then you become the boss.
Yeah.
You know, you'll start framing soon. You know, by 16, you'll be framing, doing insulation. Then you'll be doing drywall.
But I don't want to do that. I want to be the guy that's in the truck with the air conditioning on, smoking and drinking a beer while everybody else is picking up nails.
Well, that's easy, Billy. Get a job with the city.
With the city.
Well, that's not good advice to ask him. He asked you, Dave, what it takes to be a boss.
He's wanting to sit back, drink beer,
don't talk
smoke.
To me. Talk to the kid. Billy, call him a bitch.
Billy, don't use those words, Billy.
That, sir.
Thank
I
you.
Couldn't say that, sir.
No,
so,
no. Because you wouldn't call your mama that.
No. I love my mom.
Damn right you
she
do.
She lives in Georgia now.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him why she in Georgia?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Let me tell you.
In a penitentiary or something?
No. She went and married another guy. And I got this bitch stepmom.
Oh, God. Drives you crazy, don't she? Always nagging.
I think I drive her crazy. I think I could probably bang her if I wanted.
Oh, well, that's a plus. That's a plus. So how old do you think she is?
I don't know. Everybody looks old to me.
Yeah. Well, of course, but I mean,
would
you know,
would you recommend
she
that,
good?
You know, to bang his stepmom?
If I'm supposed to make my dad mad, I think that would do it.
Well, that would definitely do it. Definitely do it. Just make sure you're doing it in the living room when he's coming home from work.
And show him I'm the man now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the boss, Dad. I'm the boss.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.